We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Step on up. We are going to the breakfast buffet, and I know it's early, but a nice way to start a breakfast buffet on a Saturday morning. How about a little glass of wine? Maybe a French wine, Tom Busby.
French wines are on pace for a great year, according to French agricultural officials, despite a record early start to the grape harvest, the earliest in centuries in the Burgundy and Champagne regions.
They say, though, the quality is pretty good. The warm weather and sunny conditions led to a pretty good harvest in most of the regions.
That's Mitch Frank, news editor at Wine Spectator magazine. He says the reason for the early harvest, rising temperatures caused by climate change. Wine is already a more than $70 billion industry in the U.S., and Americans should expect to pay more for those wines from France. That's because the Trump administration began imposing a 25% tariff on French wines earlier this year. Wine drinkers will likely see an increase in prices passed on from sellers who are also paying more.
These tariffs are mostly hurting small businesses here. They're seeing less of them on the shelves because people just don't bother to carry them, or they're paying more for them.
Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
All right. Thank you very much, Tom. So save up a little extra money, buy some good French wine, I guess. Brings us to 6:22. This week, we lost Bill Danforth, one of the most influential men in St. Louis, a champion of St. Louis. Our Michael Calhoun takes a look at the impact of William Danforth.
Brian, Danforth's family founded Ralston Purina, but he got into medicine and eventually education instead. He was Chancellor of Washington University for 24 years and spent 65 in service to the school. WashU's flagship Hilltop campus was renamed the Danforth campus for him. BioSTL President Don Rubin says Danforth brought tremendous positive change to the St. Louis region.
Wow. You know, over the last 12 hours or so, I've gotten so many notes from around the city, the country, and beyond about Dr. Danforth. And, you know, one person described him as perhaps the most impactful St. Louisan of the 20th century. And that might be right. He had an amazing character and the ability to mobilize people and respect people in a way that really brought tremendous positive change for the institutions that he led and for the community that he loved.
You might know his name from the Danforth Plant Science Center in Creve Coeur, or know his work from the Cortex Innovation District. His work led to St. Louis becoming a national hub for bioresearch.
Well, you know, there were several times over the years where I would sit on a panel at a national meeting with peers from other cities. And I would be asked, you know, what's the secret to the success in St. Louis of building this bioscience cluster? What's the secret sauce? And, you know, I would share with them that we have a secret sauce that your region just cannot duplicate. And that is Bill Danforth. You know, Bill Danforth is our founder and our leader, brought a combination to our work of, first of all, a passion for medicine and human health, and a passion to feed the world through better agriculture. He brought knowledge and expertise in those areas. He brought resources and influence, and he brought the ability to convene people in a way I've never seen anyone else have that ability, because he was so trusted, so respected. And during his lifetime and career of leading Washington University in St. Louis and other activities that he led in our community, he did so much for so many people that he had so many chits to call in later in his life. Everyone owed him something, or saw themselves as owing him something. So having the passion, the ability to direct resources, and that just universal trust in the community is a rare combination that most of the cities just don't have that wrapped up in one person.
And in a fragmented region, Ruben says Danforth's ability to bring people together is going to be missed.
You know, this ability to convene cannot be overstated. And Bill said to me once that everybody loves coordination, but nobody wants to be coordinated. And that was very insightful. He had the best ability to engage people, respect them, motivate them, and steer a collective of smart and talented people toward a common objective, all while giving credit to others. And our organization, BioSTL, has benefited from that. We see that we have what we often call Bill Danforth DNA, and we're very proud of that in the way we do our work.
Danforth's passions were twofold, for medicine and human health, and to feed the world through better agriculture. Bill Danforth was 94 years old. Michael Calhoun, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
All right, thank you very much, Michael, for that special report on William Danforth, another great St. Louisan that we have lost in the past week. By the way, tomorrow, Ron Jacober is going to join me, and he's going to talk about Greg Marisick, who died about a week ago, and also Larry Wilson, the great safety who passed away on Thursday. Of course, we continue to battle hurricanes. Is climate change a factor in recent hurricanes? Jeff Berardelli has a look at the science.
Hurricanes are a normal part of the climate cycle in tropical oceans all over the world. But recently, because of human-caused climate change, hurricanes have been changing. Over the past few years, we've seen four hurricanes slow down and dump historic rainfall, namely Harvey, Florence, Dorian, and Sally. Research has found that because of a warmer climate, some storms tend to slow down, especially near land. In fact, over the past few decades, in the Atlantic, the forward speed of hurricanes has slowed down by about 15%. And because storms linger more, that slower motion tends to cause more damage and dump more rainfall. Also, because the atmosphere has warmed by a couple of degrees, the air can now hold more moisture. That also contributes to increased rainfall. In fact, in Hurricane Harvey, about 15 to 30% of the rain is attributed to climate change. Lastly, over the past few decades, hurricanes are getting stronger. Research has found that the chance that a run-of-the-mill hurricane will become a major hurricane has increased by about 30%, and that's because of warming waters. That matters because major hurricanes cause 85% of damage. Scientists say this trend of stronger hurricanes and more Cat 4s and Cat 5s will continue into the future, as long as we keep warming the planet. Jeff Berardelli, CBS News.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. Some very good and important information there. That's our breakfast buffet this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.